Wow, that was a bizarre interview, wasn't it?
They sound like very
nice,
open and very nice, friendly people down there. Obviously, they're very accepting of people and their bodies, whether they're buff like you and I, or they're you know, overweight and out of shape.
Wow.
Like most people.
She gave herself half a star.
I know.
Or, yeah, be half.
Well, yeah, half on a scale of 1 to 10.
I could not do that. I just...
I don't think I could either. I mean, we've always been taught growing up to be kind of ashamed of our bodies and to keep it covered.
I know. You spend your whole life, your parents are saying, put your clothes on.
Oh, I know.
Keep your clothes on.
Yep.
And then she's saying, take them off.
I know.
And let it all hang out. Not me.
A lot of people are into that.
Do I want to see somebody 93 years old naked? And I'll tell you the answer. No!
But see, maybe you just aren't as accepting
as those other people.
I think that's a big part of it.
But like on America Online, in one of those news groups, it's erotic senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in there just for curiosity's sake once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in there I don't want to see naked. It's like,
right.
Put it back on. That's why they invented clothes. Yuck.
See, I think it'd be fun to go, but I just don't think I could take my clothes off.
See, I'd be the guy that got caught with the camera, okay?
Yeah.
What are you carrying the cereal box around?
I'm kind of interested in knowing how they did that.
It's amazing he caught him.
Well, you probably just look for strange behavior, obviously, if you're trying to aim a cooler
at
a group of people.
Say to people, would you get out of the way so I can get her on tape, please?
The giant flashes that go off when you take the picture.
Like those cameras from 50 years ago. It's like, oh, excuse me.
That would be a good sign, yeah.